So, once again, we have another light novel adaptation, Log Horizon. For those of you that watch Sword Art Online or read the light novel, you may recognize this plot synopsis. The series follows three players in a long-lived online MMORPG game, and when they suddenly find themselves whisked away to a fantasy world identical to the game, or even within the game. Sound familiar? Yes. Is there a love interest? Don't know. But the novel has four manga adaptations, as well as having six books released. The latest was in March 30th. It's going to be a two-core series ending in the winter of 2014. It's done by Satellite. Let me see who the director is again real quick. My mind always goes blank on this. The director is Shinji Ishihara.
Mm-hmm.
25 episodes, though. So we're getting a very similar run to Sword Art Online, almost like it's trying to compete.
Yeah, because I've burned by Sword Art Online, I can't find myself getting excited by Log Horizon at all. Although, apparently I've heard good things about it. It's supposed to be a lot better than Sword Art Online. It also has Yasuhiro Takanashi doing the soundtrack, so it's going to have an awesome soundtrack. Which is the only thing that's making me slightly want to watch it.
The director's done work on Soul Eater, Full Metal Alchemist, Fairy Tail, Darker Than Black.
Mm-hmm.
So there's some good...
He's got a good action pedigree.
Good action pedigree, good shonen pedigree. So that's positive. Not knowing what the light novel is like, no matter how good you adapt something, if the source isn't that great, it's not going to be that great.
Yes.
So there's my fear there that the light novel series is not all that great.
Yeah, it's that synopsis. It's the whole let's get trapped in a fantasy online game thingy again that just sort of throws me entirely, and I'm like, I really don't want to go back to Sword Art Online.
So it makes you wonder how they've been confined. I say I haven't read the source, how they confine these to the game. Like, in Sword Art Online, you had the helmet you put on, and it snuck your memory in. We'll have to see how this one goes as well. If something where they're magically transported through their computer screens, which would be kind of goofy.
I'm not too sure how they actually, what system it is on the whole way it works. I have no notion.
Yeah, neither do I. Visuals look pretty good. Not bright and colorful. Tend to be more along the... Well, I guess it's a whole mix of stuff, right?
Yeah.
Nobody looks like little kids, per se. It's definitely not the Moe style of drawing, or Moe.
Yeah, they're not ridiculously over-polished looking like they were in Sword Art, so...
No. Mm. It has more of a watercolor feel to it, so...
Yeah. Like, I mean, it does look... It looks... If this came out first, I'd be all over it.
True. I'll give you that. I will... For me, because I like my shonen series, I will definitely give this a try. But... As with any series, it gets a 3-episode test, and at that point, it's on borrowed time, for sure. Mm-hmm. Any other thoughts on this? I have not had time to see the preview, but I've just looked at visuals and write-ups.
I haven't seen the new preview that's been released. I've seen the first one was just basically static images, so that's
true.
The one I've seen.
I believe a new one just came out in the last day or so I'll have to go check it out.
Yeah.
Anything else?
No, it's like definitely it does looks a fairly decent, and Satellite seemed to be putting quite a bit of effort into it, so it probably is going to try to be pretty damn watchable. You just need to get over your whole, I have to go for my hang up over SAO because it was just so bad.
And SAO, to give it credit, the anime did the writing justice, if that's any sort of consolation.
No.
Alright, sorry. Okay, guys, so if you're not turned off completely by SAO and you want to give another light novel adaptation where the characters go into a game, give Log Horizon a try.